This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Certainly is time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including last night's Celtics victory over the Utah Jazz. Now, it's not a great Jazz team, Jones. They fell to 15-50 on the year. The Jazz did make it a game in the fourth quarter, but the Celtics were victorious. Sam Hauser, who was on the Greg Hill show this morning.
Seven!
Nine threes.
Seven in the third.
Seven in the third. Nine total, 33 points in the game. That was a game high. Jaylen Brown had 26. No Tatum, no Horford last night for the season.
So I read today, and now I'm blanking on the fourth name. They have had four different players this year hit at least nine threes in a game. White and Pritchard did it in the same game.
White, he Pritchard, did it last Hauser, night. Probably Tatum. No.
Yeah. Who is the other one?
Tatum, Porzingis, Horford. They got.
It
they
was
got
some
Brown. No, can't be Brown. They had four guys at nine threes.
I think it was Tatum. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably Tatum.
Yeah,
I think Pritchard, White, and Tatum are all in like the top 10 and like threes made on the season.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right? That might be in Celtics history. I'm sorry. Maybe he's the third this year, fourth in Celtics history.
And Sherman Douglas.
The little general. No, I think it was Smart. It might have been Smart.
He was out there. Oh, I think we have the, here we go. Tatum, Pritchard, White, Hauser.
Oh, it was this year.
That was from Pure Hoops Terp texting that into the show.
All right. Well, stay tuned for more of that tomorrow at noon here on Jones and Keefe every Wednesday. Yeah.
Grab bag.
The Boston Bruins in action tonight against the Florida Panthers. Brad Marchand was on the ice, although non-contact. He's just going to take a little skate with the,
such
with
a
the
shame.
Squad. Yeah, it is a real
such a shame. When he was out there on the ice today taking line rushes with Barkov and Verhaeghe, I'm like, this guy, he's going to suit up against the Bruins?
Well, it's such a shame for two reasons. If he was healthy as an ox, you probably get a little bit more for him.
Yep.
And you play right away.
Mm-hmm.
And how crazy the atmosphere would have been for that. Now, he is speaking to the media, I think, right now.
I don't think it's ever going to stop at the rate he's going. Scott McLaughlin just said he gave a 5.5-minute answer responding to fans who are upset that he's a Florida Panther.
Yeah. I think he likes Boston. Probably mentioned that a few times. He's been in Boston a long time. Now, the reason why he's in Florida is because that was where he wanted to go.
Yes.
I think the Bruins would have been happy to send him out west.
Yeah. By the way, By the way, I saw this in the Twitch chat earlier. It might have been our friend Monty Mac. I forget. I saw it in real time.
Friend of the show.
It sounded like our good pal Monty Mac.
Yeah.
He said, Jones, why does it talk to bad blood that he's a Florida Panther? They sent him where he wanted to go.
Why do you think he wanted to go there?
He forced their hand. He said no, potentially anyway, right, to other trades with his limited no movement clause. So, yeah, no, I think that's out of spite for sure. Mm-hmm. I was hoping he'd be there tonight. If he keeps talking at this rate, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
there's a chance you catch some strays in this thing. Like, if he's giving 5.5 minute answers.
Yeah, don't ask him about me.
There's a chance he goes back to the Keefwell.
I guess that's true.
Grab bag.
Rafael Devers was supposed to make his spring debut today or tomorrow.
Oh, so he must have.
No. That has been pushed to Saturday. I would also put that in quotes.
Yeah,
because we've heard this a time or two.
I'd write that in pencil.
What is going on with Rafi Devers?
So he was supposed to, he's a giant baby is what it is. What else do you think it is?
Oh, gotcha.
So he was supposed to play last week. Uh-huh. Then they said when they announced Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm like, well, that's sketchy. Just give us a day.
Right.
Don't say Tuesday or Wednesday. Give us a day. Now it's Saturday. So I guess they're at least giving us a day.
Yeah.
But they keep moving it back. Bregman still has not played in a game at second base, although Cora says he will do that.
Yeah, okay. Sure he will. Just like Rafael Devers will play tomorrow.
Devers continues to move back his first appearance at spring training.
Trevor Story scratched today. I guess it was a precaution, like a back.
Who could have seen that coming?
His back is barking at him, I guess.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
That guy's as healthy as a horse. That guy's a model of consistency. Always out there.
I guess not. That means Marcelo Mayer is getting the start at shortstop.
I like that.
Mild upper back tightness.
I'm sure.
For that war horse, Trevor Story.
Mild. That's not going to.
That's such a baseball injury. Oh, I slept too long. My back hurts.
Sat in the Uber weird.
I played spring training games. I played 2 or 3 innings for a week.
Yeah.
And now my back hurts.
Also, Brian Baio is unlikely to be ready for the start of the regular season.
So remember, and we said this at the time, but we're like, are they going to do a six-man rotation? Six-man rotation would be
not.
Dumb. No, it's going to sort itself out, is
it
what it's going to do.
It always does. Well, just like two of the big stories in spring were who's playing third base and what's the rotation. They're both going to solve itself because the one third baseman won't be ready. There won't be six guys healthy enough to start. That's baseball.
Right. And then they're going to need a shortstop out of nowhere because Story is not going to be ready for opening day.
Uh-huh.
If he continues at this rate, I would take this opportunity with Baio, similar to with Devers. Devers, you're the DH now. You're behind. You're just going to be the DH. I'd take the opportunity and jam Baio in the bullpen, which is where I think he will real high leverage back end of the bullpen guy. They won't do it with his contract.
No.
But I would take this opportunity to do that.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
All right, some of the quarterback shuffle in the NFL. Sam Darnold to the Seahawks. How do you think that's going to go?
Don't like that.
No. Geno Smith, obviously, with the Raiders. And Justin Fields to the Jets.
I don't like any of those fits, to be honest.
No,
Fields. If Fields went back to Pittsburgh with Metcalf and Pickens, if Pickens stays, I'd be like, oh, they might have something there. The Jets. Yeah. I know he played with Garrett Wilson at Ohio State. That's a bad fit.
Mm.
I don't like Darnold in Seattle. I don't like Darnold, period. I guess out of those, I think Geno to the Raiders is the best move, believe it or not. That's the Brady had the best move there. And that's not Brady's first choice, second choice. I don't even know what it is on his list, but that's probably the one I like the best. And I like Fields.
What about Kenny Pickett to the Browns?
Well, that's great news.
Yeah.
For the Patriots, as would be Rodgers going to the Steelers if that happens.
If it happens.
Because Pickett right now is the Browns quarterback. They're drafting 2.
I don't know.
Will Levis right now is the Titans quarterback. They're drafting 1. And if the Giants don't get Rodgers, and I guess they're still talking to him, if the Giants don't get Rodgers, who is he? Is it Cutlets? Who's even the quarterback there?
They brought him back, right?
Is Locke still there?
Thought Locke was a one-year deal.
Regardless, it doesn't matter. None of the teams drafting in front of the Patriots have a quarterback, which is good news for them if Rodgers doesn't go to the Giants.
Yeah, not good. What was the other one? Let's see. Oh, Zach Wilson of the Dolphins. You like that?
That'll work.
Look out, moms.
If any team,
look out, moms down in Miami. Here comes Zach Wilson.
We've said the Dolphins need a backup to Tua. That is not.
Yeah.
That's not the example I was thinking of.
Okay. You ever heard a Rammstein song that's not Du Hast? Because there you go.
They have one other one that I was familiar
that might
with.
Be
that's,
it.
It's not that.
No, I think that's it.
It's not that.
I think you nailed
but
it.
But okay.
I think that's it right there.
That's quite a niche.
Yeah, it's
true. The Rammstein
Yeah.
B-sides? Like what is that? Okay, good.
That's hard to say exactly what it is.
Jones, two dorks recorded last night. Dork Podcast, you get it on the Odyssey app. One of them available right now, wherever you listen to podcasts. That would be Severance, Season 2, Episode 8. The other one is available just on YouTube right now, but tonight at the stroke of midnight, Traitors, Season 3. You, me, Shime, and my buddy Mac breaking it down. That was good stuff.
Good stuff.
If you like that show... Even if you just like guys talking about shows, I highly recommend it. Is that your thing?
That's basically what it was. Just guys talking about shows.
Dudes on shows.
Exactly is what it was. But I'll be listening to Severance Episode 8. I'll be listening to that recap.
Appreciate that. Only two episodes left this season. It's been pretty great.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. Ja Morant, 29 points, 12 assists. Jamal Murray, 34 points, 4 boards, 6 assists. Miles Bridges, 35, 5, and 5.
Wow.
Denny of Dia. They've had this guy a couple times, actually. I should learn his name for Portland. 34 points, 16 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Nikola Jokic, 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 8 assists.
I'm going to go Murray. Let's go Murray over
really?
Jokic.
Really? His teammate.
You got to go Denver over OKC. We got to go with somebody. Let's give Murray a little bit of love. No love from you for Hauser there.
Didn't put him in there.
Okay.
No, didn't put him in
there.
He's
no Avija.
He's not an Avija. Do you think that Jokic will win the MVP?
That would be my vote.
You should. Right?
I would vote for him over SGA. My answer would be no, he probably doesn't actually win it, but that's who I would vote for.
I think he should. And I think the 30-20-20 game might have convinced some people that were on the fence. Maybe they will go with Jokic. If he wins, it'll be his fourth MVP.
It's crazy.
Joining LeBron and Wilt the Quilt, only Bill Russell and Jordan, who have 5, and Kareem with 6, would have more in the history of the league.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He should have won it the year that Embiid won it.
Keith, no one was on Jokic before you and I.
That's true. We were all over you.
I mean, we were on. I mean, I don't know that we necessarily saw this coming.
No one
identified him really earlier than we did.
We sniffed it right out.
Yeah, we did.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Brandon, baseball player of the day. This is a guy who is primarily a shortstop. I think he played literally every position except for pitcher, catcher at some point in his career, but really a shortstop. You'd know him as a shortstop. played for four teams in a 16-year major league career, had a cup of coffee. Played with the Brewers, White Sox, Mets, and Dodgers.
Brewers, White Sox, Mets, Dodgers.
So those four teams.
Primarily a shortstop, played everywhere. Brewers, yep. White Sox, Mets, Dodgers. Okay.
Cup of coffee, 1992. Got Rookie of the Year votes in 1994.
With whom?
With Milwaukee. And then his last season was 2007. So he played a long time. He, would actually sock you a dinger. He had 130 home run season, a bunch of homer, 20-plus home run seasons. Topped out at 19 steals, so it was never a 2020 guy, but he was really close 1 year. Career 243 hitter.
Okay.
And 249 home runs. That's a lot of career home runs.
Oh, give me the teams again. Not Baltimore.
No.
I was going to say J.J. Hardy, not J.J. Hardy. Yeah, Billy, same? Yeah.
As soon as he ran over the names, I'm like, okay, no Orioles, not J.J. Hardy.
Nope. Brewers, White Sox, Mets, Dodgers.
Ricky Weeks was a second baseman. It's not Ricky Weeks.
Oh, good one. No. Let's see. This guy played any playoff games. He played in 13 career playoff games.
Not Johnny Peralta.
All right, so he had a 30 home run season, you said?
Yep.
Yeah. 04, he had 30 bombs with the White Sox.
04?
Yeah. What's going on in 04?
Was he on the team that won in 05? Was he on that team?
No, he was with the Dodgers in 05. He
shortstop.
He played only 2 years in the playoffs. 2000 with the White Sox and 06 with the Mets. He played in the playoffs.
I got nothing.
He'd sock some home runs.
You see it in the Twitch chat? I see you looking
Twitch chat
there.
Has it.
Twitch chat has
and
it.
And text line.
No, text line definitely has that. Nope. Text line does not have it. I'm going to look at Twitch.
Twitch has it.
Jose Valentin?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
I would not get that.
It's a random player.
I was like,
Jose Valentin.
I was like, John Valentin? No, I couldn't
Jose
have
Jose Valentin.
Jose Valentin.
Had some sneaky power. Switch hitter, too.
I'm having trouble even picturing Jose Valentin. But nice
player. I remember him with the Brewers, like pretty much the 90s with the Brewers. And then he went to the White Sox and had like some good White Sox seasons.
MVP votes?
Never.
One year. Oh, I thought you said top 30. No, 30 home run season. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 30 home run season, and he was ninth in the Rookie of the Year in 94.
That's what it was.
Strike really kind of killed him. Who knows what he would have done that year.
Rookie of the Year votes.
Yeah.
Is what that
tied
was.
With Jim Edmonds, or no, just below Jim Edmonds, lost to Bob Hamlin that year.
Yeah, so I just realized the whole time you said 92, I was thinking 2002, so I was way off with J.J. Hardy.
I was like, Peralta.
Yeah,
and Ricky Weeks
are a little
late.
Yeah. That's on me, but
right.
I wasn't gonna get him regardless.
You're all right.
Okay, well, Jose Valentin, nice work. The random baseball player of the day every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. You can still see the full Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can vote on Twitter and all the 6-11 matchups today. We will be done with all the first-round matchups by the end of the week, so make sure you keep going there. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons, see what they have coming up. I know Hart and Fitzy and Ted, they're going to be talking Patriots free agency, which I imagine they'll actually make some moves the second we get off the air.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, 201. Be locked in.
Get ready for the Patriots to make some moves. You won't want to miss it on WEEI Afternoons, and we have our clip du jour next.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.